Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Afternoon, expecting skies to be mostly sunny. Now on Saturday, we've got mostly cloudy conditions, chance of showers anywhere from 10 a.m. until about 2 p.m. with temperatures topping out in the low to mid 60s throughout the area. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
48 degrees in Washington at 1:59.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Friday morning, April 26th. Welcome in. I'm Dean Lane. Coming up this early 2 a.m. hour Friday on WTOP, protesters at GW University set up an encampment in support of the people of Gaza. LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels, now this morning a Washington Commander, picked second overall in the NFL draft.
A strict curfew announced for one of the busiest parts of Prince George's and National Harbor. I'm John Doman.
Also,
police in Montgomery County say the data on drones as crime-fighting tools continues to be encouraging. I'm Kate Ryan.
Down day across the board on Wall Street, Asian stocks trading higher this morning. Good morning. Welcome in. 2 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The Supreme Court heard arguments about former President Donald Trump's immunity claim. CBS News correspondent Jan Crawford has more.
Becker testified that he, in the coming weeks,
Trump is arguing he has absolute immunity as president from prosecution for official acts during his tenure in office, including efforts to overturn the 2020 election. He made the point again before entering a New York courtroom on trial today in one of four criminal cases against him.
The president has to have immunity. This has nothing to do with me.
But that sweeping argument of absolute immunity is one the justices, liberal and conservative, seemed almost certain to reject.
The former publisher of the National Enquirer, David Pecker, is expected to take the stand again Friday in Trump's hush money trial. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
We now know why Pecker is so important to the prosecution's case. He paid off Karen McDougal, the former Playboy model, $150,000 for her story about Donald Trump. He was never reimbursed for that amount. He regarded it as a campaign donation.
Students at more university campuses demonstrated against the Israel-Hamas war, including at Emory College in Atlanta, where more than 20 were arrested. Demonstrations also continued at Columbia University in New York City for a 10th day, where the school wants to dismantle an encampment.
We are calling upon Columbia University to divest, disclose, and provide amnesty for all students and faculty disciplined in the movement for Palestinian liberation.
The first cargo ship has passed through a new deep channel a month after the Baltimore bridge collapse. Este Pinchazen is with the Army Corps of Engineers.
We just reached a very significant yet incremental milestone, opened the northern portion of that to be 5 feet deep to allow some deep draft vessels to come in and out of the Port of Baltimore for the first time.
Louisiana State Police are investigating a possible cover-up of child sex abuse by the Catholic Archdiocese of New Orleans. WWL Radio's Dave Cohen reports.
It comes after a priest admitted the church knew he was a molester and promises from DA Jason Williams.
Anyone conspiring to cover up hurting children will be found and found out.
Investigators want to know who knew about longtime child sex abuse and how high cover-ups went locally and globally.
The Federal Trade Commission has voted to restore net neutrality rules. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
CertaPro Painters knows how important your home is to you. That's why they're focused on helping you bring a fresh color to your home. That's exactly what they did with mine. This is Dave Dildine from the Traffic Center. And let me tell you, when you choose CertaPro Painters, you're not just choosing a service. You're choosing a partner in making your house your home. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. When choosing a painting professional, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose CertaPro Painters.
WTOP at 204. Good Friday morning, April 26, 2024. Welcome in, partly to mostly cloudy, overnight early morning chilly. By daybreak, Veronica says our low should be Friday morning, 40 to 48. We're at 48 right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. We thank you for taking us along for your early 2 a.m. hour ride. Hundreds of students and faculty from schools across the region gathering on the campus of George Washington University on Thursday to protest against the war in Gaza. While university leadership said the encampment of people would need to be out by 7 p.m. last night, Thursday night, we hear protesters are still out there this morning. 7 News reporter Carl Willis says the crowd has thinned out, but the university still intends to clear out the encampment at some point.
It sounds like their intention is to clear it out at some point, but I think they were being rather measured and trying to avoid the wrong kind of optics at this point, as we've seen across the country, Northeastern and USC, because at one point officers were lined up about a block away, and we did see some metal barricades come in at one point, but just as quickly as they came in, they were carried back off. And again, that message came out right around 8 o'clock, saying that they're still cooperating with D.C. police. They're still watching, and that this is unauthorized and it violates several policies.
Keep it here on WTOP as we bring you the latest on this developing situation this morning. It's 2:05 Friday morning on WTOP. The Washington Commanders now have a new quarterback Friday morning. The burgundy and gold took LSU quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels with the second overall pick in the NFL draft. Here's WTOP Sports Director and Commanders beat reporter George Wallace this morning.
I think this is a pick that it seems like a lot of people had him as the second best, or some even had him as the best overall player in this draft. So a quarterback that Washington is getting, and I know, you know, it's people are hesitant. You know, that 2012, they took Robert Griffin III, Heisman Trophy winner. But keep in mind, this organization was in a lot different place than it is right now. Daniel seems very excited to get going.
D.C. native and USC quarterback Caleb Williams went number one overall to the Chicago Bears. 2:06 Friday morning on WTOP. A scuffle involving hundreds of teens locally at National Harbor just last weekend has moved Prince George's County leaders to take action starting this weekend. Starting later today, this Friday, we hear an emergency curfew, as we've been telling you this week, is being reinstated in the area pending new legislation from the city council. WTOP's John Doman is covering.
At least through the weekend, anyone 16 or under will have to be accompanied by a parent or guardian from 5 p.m. until 6 a.m. the next morning under an emergency declaration from County Executive Angela Alsobrooks.
National Harbor creates millions of dollars in tax revenue for Maryland and creates many more opportunities for our residents. But as a result of this unruly behavior, some National Harbor businesses have been forced to close early.
If we encounter any unaccompanied minor,
Police Chief Malik Aziz,
officers will talk to them to see if they fall under one of the exceptions, and if not, officers will work to contact their parents and our guardians to have the child picked up if necessary.
At National Harbor, John Dome in WTOP News.
WTOP at 2:07 Friday. Montgomery County Police hope to expand the use of a program that deploys drones to respond to callers for service.
The two drones, as first responders in use in Montgomery County, operate out of downtown Silver Spring and Wheaton. The average response time hovers around 1 minute, lower in cases when the drones are first on the scene. And Montgomery County Police Captain Jason Coquinos says, in one case, they got a call.
Hey, this guy is gesturing like he has a handgun.
Well, they deployed the drone as first responder for a closer look.
We were able to zoom in and see it was a cell phone, and he was actually scrolling through social media and then pointing it at people again.
Police were sent to the scene, but the drone had, in effect, already de-escalated things. There are hopes to expand the program to the Gaithersburg-Germantown area. The county executive's proposed budget includes more funding for the program. That budget is under review by the county council. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
It's Friday, April 26th.
Yeah, to spend the night away.
You're with Dean Lane on
WTOP.
And that was 208.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
I'm thinking weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Good morning to Ken Berger with this early hour in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dean. We've got the road work going on in Anne Arundel County at the Bay Bridge, where the eastbound span is shut down. Two-way operations on the westbound side. Earlier delays on the eastbound side of 50 for those heading to the eastern shore for the weekend have all cleared out, however. And then the ride both sides of Route 50 between the Bay Bridge and the Capitol Beltway. And just getting word now of an accident on westbound 66 prior to Route 50 out in Virginia. Be prepared for the flashing units out there in Fairfax County. Again, for accident activity on westbound 66 near Route 50. Also on 66 westbound from the Roosevelt Bridge to the Roslyn Tunnel, right lane and right shoulder closed. Eastbound 66 after Spout Run Parkway inside the Beltway, right lane and right shoulder blocked. And you also have the road work going on outside the Beltway, eastbound 66, right lane closed before Virginia 28 Sully Road in Center. Left lane, then the right left lane closed eastbound 66, then the right lane blocked just after that. This is after business 234 Sully Road in Manassas. We've got the road work going on, shutting down all lanes of Nutley Street. This is on the northbound side at 66 because of road widening operations. And the road work in Virginia, southbound 95, south of Dale Boulevard, on the approach to Dumfries Road. A couple of right lanes are blocked with some minor slowing. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with a 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
This morning we do have some partly cloudy skies and, yes, turning chilly. Temperatures dropping 40 to 48 degrees for your early Friday morning here, and then rising to about 62 to 65 degrees. Expect slightly higher temperatures reading for your afternoon and more sunshine today. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Brought to you by Longfence. Save 15% on Longfence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. Money News at 10 and 40 on WTOP.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. President Biden admits we do have more work to do regarding the economy after a sharp downshift in economic growth in the last quarter. The GDP was still up in the first 3 months of the year, but by a weaker than forecast 1.6%. One part of our economy did jump. Inflation was up 3.7%. U.S. regulators are reinstating net neutrality rules that aim to ensure that everything on the Internet is equally accessible. The move by the Federal Trade Commission, now held by a Democratic majority, reverses a 2017 decision to gut the regulations. The FTC's new rules bar broadband providers from creating fast lanes for preferred customers. T-Mobile has been given the go-ahead to purchase Mint Mobile, the budget wireless provider partly owned by actor Ryan Reynolds. The acquisition, said to be as much as $1.3 billion, may increase T-Mobile's customer count by 2 million. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Nancy Lyons on WTOP.
After midnight,
you're with WTOP, Van Dean Lane.
Hi, it's Jess Fingles, the lady behind all the better deals coming from New Look Home Design. It's why they call me the better Fingles. How much better? Well, how about 5 years interest-free financing on your new roof, siding, and windows? With interest rates higher than they've been this millennium, New Look is way better. 5 years, 60 months, or 240 weeks, zero interest. Not better enough? How about 50% off your roofing and siding materials for the month of April? New Look Home Design is making it easy to get your project done. Not just done, but done forever with our lifetime warranties on everything we touch, giving you the confidence to know it will last. That's why they call me the better Fingles. Need something else better? How about I install your roof within a week? How much better can you get? So call us at 800-279-5300 or visit newlookhomedesign.com. I'm the better Fingles, and New Look's the better choice.
Okay, I'm ready to record my jewelry store's new radio spot. I got a great script that really goes after Diamonds Direct and how they're nothing special and how we can match their price. Great stuff.
Oh, great. We have this new technology that bleeps out any false claims, so it saves us time with editing. So you can start anytime.
Okay, here goes. When you visit our jewelry store, we'll guarantee direct. Our diamonds come straight. We have cutters. And, hey, what the?
hard truth is that other jewelry stores simply can't do what Diamonds Direct can. Diamonds Direct has special relationship with De Beers, international connections, and virtually unlimited buying power. The result is true direct importer pricing, exceptional quality, and up to 30 times the diamond selection you find at other stores.
I can't believe this thing won't let me say...
Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion. Get more truth at DiamondsDirect.com.
You check your phone, what, 50 times a day? Because there's always something new.
It's the same with breaking news.
Stay up to date. Check back with us 2, 3, 4 times a day.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
This is WTOP News.
Some mixed numbers on the state of the nation's economy this morning. The Commerce Department says the total output of goods and services slowed down considerably in the first quarter of this year. But consumer spending is still considered strong, and so is the job market. Flesh this out this morning. We turn to Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst for Bankrate.com, on WTOP to discuss the GDP numbers for the first quarter of this year.
We need to acknowledge that coming into the beginning of this year, the U.S. economy had been on a very robust run with respect to growth. And so one could say that was unsustainable. So surprise, surprise, it was not sustained. And so we delivered essentially an annualized growth rate of 1.6% in the first 3 months of this year. And that really is in line with what the expectations for that quarter was as we came into the year. It's only that expectations had been rising as we got deeper into the quarter. That compares with an annualized growth rate of about 3.5% in the fourth quarter of last year. And we had a couple of things that subtracted from the calculations here, which shouldn't be of great concern to any of us, really. One was a rise in inventories, so that is a subtraction from GDP. And we also had more imports. And so the good news is that business spending accelerated in the latest quarter compared to the previous one, and consumer spending, which had been robust, simply cooled a little bit.
But consumers are still spending money despite the stubborn inflation. What's going on with that?
Consumers generally have to spend, and they've been spending at a rate that's essentially been above the inflation rate of late. And part of the reason for that is a very solid job market. And we've had unemployment below 4% for more than 2 years, longest stretch since the 1960s. We have a lot of tailwinds propelling us forward from a variety of federal initiatives, including the CHIPS Act, the Inflation Reduction Act. There's a price to be paid for that in debt and deficits. That's another conversation. But the U.S. economy is still the strongest performer among the advanced economies in the world, a point that was reinforced by the International Monetary Fund in the last week.
When we have you on, we can't not ask about interest rates.
You want me to ask the question and answer?
Yeah. It feels like we're a broken record every time we have you on, right?
Right. So we do have a Fed meeting. It's a week from yesterday. So we'll have another announcement from our friends at the Federal Reserve. And they're not expected to change interest rates there. And as we've had more persistent inflation data, we're pushing the timeline deeper into the year for the possibility of a rate cut. So we're now thinking more along the lines of 1 or 2 rate cuts and perhaps no earlier than September. So we might have no news of a great deal of significance in terms of the rate moves themselves at the forthcoming Fed meeting.
That's Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst for Bankrate.com on WTOP, talking with Sean and Ann. Quick look at the top stories at TOP we're following for you Friday morning. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations on college campuses continue to grow from coast to coast, including locally. The Washington Commanders take LSU QB Jaden Daniels with the second overall pick in the NFL draft. And a curfew locally for teens goes into effect later today, this Friday, at the National Harbor in Prince George's County, coming after a huge fight there a week ago, last weekend. More in minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com. Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks on WTOP.
This accident at westbound 66 is right at the ramp to westbound Route 50 in Fair Oaks. There is a vehicle on fire, and you can see the rescue units, fire, rescue, police all on the scene. So the westbound side of 50 at that ramp is all shut down as they work to put out this fire. Also reports of a flipped over vehicle, and that as a result of this accident, at least 2 vehicles involved, possibly 3. Again, that's an area to avoid. You can get into the express lanes on the westbound side of 66. You'll avoid the closure in the main lanes of westbound 66. 66 out of Fairfax County. Backlick Road at Fullerton Road in Fairfax County reports of an open manhole cover, so take caution as you roll through that area as they work to get that manhole cover repaired. Also in Virginia on southbound 95 in the area between Dale Boulevard and heading to Dumfries Road, you're going to find the road work along the far right side at various spots or alternating closures, and there is a brief delay in the open left lanes. This is near the Dale City truck rest area. Northbound 95 between Plank Road and the Rappahannock River, two right lanes are blocked, and then the right lane closed on northbound 95 after Warrington Road, US 17 and Falmouth. But once you clear all of that activity near Centerport Parkway, the ride to the north, all the way to Springfield, doing just fine. On 66 inside the Beltway from the Roosevelt Bridge to the Roslyn Tunnel, right lane, right shoulder blocked. Eastbound after Spout Run Parkway, right lane and right shoulder blocked. No worries anywhere on the Capitol Beltway in Virginia. The roadwork continues in Maryland near River Road. Two right lanes are blocked, off and on, slowing coming north of the Potomac River. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Clouds have been moving out this morning, and we're going to be starting out with temperatures between 40 and 48 degrees. Later today, 62 to 65. That's a little warmer than yesterday, but it will be a much prettier day with sunshine, mostly sunny skies on tap. And a pretty nice evening, too, mainly clear with temperatures in the mid-50s. It's clouds for Saturday, a few showers late morning into the afternoon, highs in the lower 60s, mid-80s on Sunday under partly sunny skies. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Don't overlook your home's gutter system. Call Gutter Helmet by Letnor Home Solutions at 888-5-HELMET.
You're with WTOP Van Dean Lane.
Catch your breath. We've got a race for you. Join us for the first ever May the 4th Be With You Star Wars themed edition of Run the Greenway 10K, 5K, and Kids Fun Run on May 4th. Get ready to run with your favorite Star Wars characters and enjoy a fun-filled event for the whole family. May the Force be with you. Register at DulleGreenway.com. That's DulleGreenway.com to learn more and register today.
Several people are dead after separate overnight shootings across D.C. At police headquarters, I'm Scott Gelman.
My dad was my hero. I wanted to do something to help people just like he did. A few years ago, he was diagnosed with cancer from doing search and recovery at Ground Zero in the aftermath of 9/11. I was holding his hand when he took his last breath. I didn't want to let him go. First Responders Children's Foundation gave me a scholarship that changed my life. I'm a nurse now.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It was a violent Wednesday night midweek across D.C. Police say this morning three people were killed, two others injured in separate shootings across the city. WTOP's own Scott Gelman is hearing from police this week who say while violent crime numbers are actually down, they're trying to get guns off the streets to avoid another summer crime surge.
There's just way too many guns out here in the streets in the hands of the wrong people.
Here at D.C. Police Headquarters, Commander Kevin Kentish says over about 2 hours Wednesday night into Thursday, there were three deadly shootings across the city. One was in Southeast, and police say the others were in the Deanwood and Petworth neighborhoods.
A lot of these cases require video review, so our detectives are still going through video and interviewing witnesses.
Police are still investigating possible motives and gathering information on potential suspects. Kentish explains at least one of the shootings was targeted.
Right now, we have no evidence that they're connected. All three are being investigated as independent homicides.
They're planning to put more officers in those areas, but Kentish says they're focusing on getting guns off the street before the weather warms up.
We all need to work together to kind of get this under wraps.
In downtown D.C., Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
And police say this morning two people injured in one of those shootings are expected to survive. Let's talk transportation on WTOP Friday morning, specifically Metro. Get ready to pay more for that ride. The transit agency approving its budget now for next year. And will avoid the drastic service cuts it threatened back in December, we're told now. But it is raising fares by 12.5%, as well as freezing wages for Metro employees. In July, the base fare will go up to $2.25. The max will be $6.75. At Thursday's board meeting, member Joe McAndrew called for the region to find a better funding model for Metro.
Not perfect, and until there's a adequate funding source for WMATA long-term, it will never be perfect. So to that point, we've done our bit. We've got ourselves a year, maybe two, but the job's not done.
The budget depends on additional funding commitments from D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, with both D.C. and Virginia still needing to approve their own budgets. We turn now to a celebration of life at the National Cathedral for the seven World Central kitchen workers killed in Gaza. Our story from WTOP's Kyle Cooper Friday morning.
Hundreds gathered at the cathedral in celebration of the aid workers, including World Central Kitchen founder Jose Andres.
In the worst moments, the best of humanity shows up. Saif, John, Jacob, Somi, Jim, James, and Damien. They were the best of humanity.
He called the seven who died and all who try to ease suffering the light in the darkness. Words of hope from Scripture were also offered by Cardinal Wilton Gregory.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.
The seven aid workers were killed in an Israeli army airstrike on their convoy. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
The top of the 2024 NFL draft had a lot of local flavor as Caleb Williams became the first D.C. area native to be selected first overall. His Gonzaga College High School teammate Olu Fashanu went 11th overall to the New York Jets, and his Penn State teammate and Quince Orchard grad Chop Robinson is taking his talents to Miami as the 21st overall pick. But the Commanders made Jaden Daniels the second overall pick and the sixth quarterback in the common draft era selected by Washington in the first round. How's it feel to be the face of the franchise in the nation's capital, Jaden?
I'm very confident. Obviously, it's a new regime there, and, you know, I'm excited just to come in and change the culture and, you know, help the team win in each and every way that I can. Come in, work hard, and we'll see where the course takes itself.
Daniels was one of a record six quarterbacks taken in the first 12 picks, including